Great job. Wow. Give him another hand, because that was amazing. Thank you. I think Laura said at the beginning, she said, if we could live our lives the way these musicians perform, in every second, it would be amazing, right? I mean, just watching her sing, watching Jeff play that bass, oh my God, he gets into it. And the other guys, you're kind of behind your instrument, so I don't see you, but I feel you. I feel you. Thank you so much for letting me be here with you. I have enjoyed coming to Unity of Wimberley since about April. I usually sit either over there or over there, right in the middle, and I'm getting to know a few of you over time. I was thinking as I prepared this, I haven't done this in a very long time. So even though I'm ordained, I'm not out there practicing that way. I practice in the ministry of my world. And so I wrote a talk. I wrote Leah and said, hey, if you really don't want me to talk, it's okay. I mean, you can put somebody else in there. And she said, no, I want you. So I'm here, and I wrote the talk, and I rewrote it this morning. And then on my note cards, I noticed, I better start this, but that I have 1, 2, 4, and 5. So I get to see what comes out. I'm going to co-create with God. I'm going to co-create with y'all's energy. And we'll see. And I'll just try to stop talking before you stop listening and before my time is up. So she said 10 to 20 minutes, and we'll see what we can have fun with in that time. So the topic is renew. That was the daily word for the day. And I spent a lot of time thinking about it because what I do in the world today is I'm a coach. I've been a very highly successful real estate agent for many years, and now I coach for Keller Williams Realty International. And I'm a mindset and performance coach. So I'm a transformation coach. I'm a neuro-linguistic programming master practitioner and trainer. So some of y'all know those words. I basically work on how the mind works and trying to get inside people's thinking and see what they're thinking and help them see things in a way that works better. Well, one of the things we talk about is presuppositions, and the word renew presupposes that something kind of wore out or ran out or something, right? I mean, licenses you have to renew and subscriptions you renew, and sometimes spiritually we need to renew, and when it's time to do that, we need to take a retreat or do a breakthrough or something, right? So, what the daily word says is, if you need to do those, do those. If you need to do something to have a major energy shift, then do it. Otherwise, then do things every day to keep you there, right? Looking at your blessings that you want to create, looking at your gratitudes at the end of the day, those are always fundamental practices that we kind of miss. And I'm going to present another one to you for your consideration today. And then I work with real estate agents, so I coach with small business owners and real estate agents primarily. And what we find is that their business goes up like and down like this, right? They do the things that bring them business. They do open houses. They call people. They door knock. They have events. Some of y'all have been the subjects of those, right? You get those emails. They do social media. They do all the things that bring business. They shake trees and apples fall. And then business starts coming in. They get really busy with the business, and they stop shaking the trees. And that's when the business goes down like that. Then they run out of business. They got to shake some more trees, and that's what creates this. So we try to work with them to create a business that's like this because they do the fundamentals all the time, or even a business like that. And that's the same thing with our spiritual lives, right? When we need the breakthrough or the retreat or what have you to get ourselves re-engaged, we need to do it. Otherwise, we can do spiritual practices, and we need to every day. Now, I think that many of us would agree that, or most of us, that we are all spiritual beings having a physical experience. Fair enough? And we are made up of energy. Energy comes out from us. In a way, we are light. In fact, quantum physics says we are light. At the root of everything is there. And even the Bible says, let your light shine. So my question is, how dirty are our light bulbs? I mean, are we really cleaning them? I've been in a lot of houses, thousands and thousands of houses. And when you look up, do not look up. But when you look up, there's some dirty light bulbs up there. So how are we keeping them clean? And it's important for us personally. We do it so that we have the kind of interactions in our lives that we want, and so we create and attract what we want. And we do it as a community so that we can have the kind of interactions we want, and we create and attract what we want. It's important for both. One of my favorite movies of all times, Practical Magic. I love Sandra Bullock. I think I've seen every Sandra Bullock movie. Yeah, if I ever got the chance to meet her, I'd probably pee my pants. I'd be so. But I love her. And in Practical Magic, there's a scene where she's telling Gary, the man that she's kind of fallen for and doesn't want to, about the curse of her family. That whenever one of the women in her family falls in love with somebody, then that somebody dies. Now, as a child, she did not want that to happen. She had seen it happen before. So she created a spell to fall in love with somebody that was impossible. No human being could be that. Like he had one green eye and one blue eye, and he could flip pancakes in the air. And she thought that human being could never exist. So she was safe. She didn't ever have to be subject to the curse until she met him, because he had one green eye and one blue eye, and he could flip pancakes in the air. And so now she was in a conundrum. And he said, you know, curses only work if you believe in them, and I don't. And then he said, and you know, I wished for you too. Think about that for a minute. Now, lightning, I've heard, when it strikes, is as much of it coming up from the earth and attracting that light from above as it is just a light going down. In fact, they have pictures of it going both ways. So we think about our community, shining our light to attract who we want right now is vitally important. Would you agree? So, looking at our blessings and our gratitudes every day is, I think, a great thing to do. And we often fall too out of practice with gratitudes. And some other time I can talk to you about some studies about gratitude and happiness. But today I want to talk about an NLP principle, neuro-linguistic programming principle we talk about, and that's mastering cause and effect. So what that means is we can either be at effect or at cause at any point. When we are at effect, something is being done to us. Somebody's doing something to us. Something's doing something to us. Sometimes our body's doing something to us, but something's happening to us. And we're just sitting there. That's effect. When we're at cause, we take responsibility in everything. Now, hear me. Hear me well. I did not say take responsibility for everything. There's a difference. When I am responsible in, I choose how I want to be consciously where I am so that I'm not at effect. So when we can choose to be at cause as fast as we can in every situation, we are empowered. Fair enough? So let's talk about an example. We are hiring right now, right? God bless the ministerial search committee. I'm an ex-nun. I can do that. Now, but it's not just their job. It's ours. So we have to say, how are we at cause in this situation? Because we could be at effect. Here's what at effect looks like. I'm just going to go to church now and then. I'm just going to see what they do. Let's see who they get. And if I like them, I'll keep going. And I don't know if I'm going to keep tithing the way I did. And I'll just see. If it's a good speaker, I'll go. If not, I don't know him, I won't go. I'm just at effect. So out of cause is going to look like something totally different. Now, when I joined, I came to this church. My first time was on, I came years ago, but in November, I tuned on because I had COVID. I had planned to come, and I had COVID, and I was listening, just trying to decide, is this a church I want to go? I was looking for a new home. And I was listening to her, and I thought, yeah, that's where I want to go. And then she said, and I've decided. That when my contract ends, I'm going to retire. So I had a choice there, and I thought, okay, I'll go and see, right? And when I made the decision to become a member, it was because I knew that I would rather be with you as you attracted and manifested the minister rather than watching you do it. It's all about how we show up, right? And that we show up. I'll tell you what, that kirtan stuff going over there, y'all keep doing that. Wow. I walked back there, shoes all over the ground. It was pretty cool outside. I just stood outside. It smelled good out there. I don't know what y'all were doing, but it smelled really good. And it felt good outside the room. That's amazing stuff. So keep doing it, right? But how we show up and that we keep showing up and participating with each other and connecting with each other. See, we have to be that charge that comes up from the ground to attract that lightning that's coming from us. And we don't do that by sitting at effect. We do it by being at cause. Now, I saw one member a couple of months ago. It was a kind of, I would call it a senior minister, talking to somebody on the ministerial search committee after church. And so, man, we got to get somebody fast. This is going to be really bad. I'm thinking, really? You know, many, many years ago, long before I was a realtor, and back when houses didn't sell right away, back in the 90s, right, I had a house on the market. And my friends who really loved me came to see me, and they'd say all the time, has your house sold? Do you have a contract yet? And I didn't want to say out loud, no, I don't have a contract yet. It was like a negative affirmation that I didn't want to say, but I knew they wanted an answer. So we prayed about it and finally came up with this thing I told them. I'd say, you know what? Miracles are happening every day. And when this is all over, I'm going to have so much fun telling you all about it. Yeah. Piss them off. I'm done. Sorry, not doing this anymore. Leah, wherever you are, sorry about that. But it kept me congruent. It kept me focused on who I was. I love listening to Abraham Hicks. If you don't know who that is, Esther Hicks channels like spiritual beings. They call themselves Abraham. However that information comes out is pretty powerful stuff. And people sit in the hot seat asking Abraham questions. They say, Abraham, why is this still happening? And she says, that's why. And they say, well, why can't I create this? That's why. Well, why doesn't this ever work out in my life? That's why. Because you keep focusing on what's not there and what you don't have instead of what you have. What if we came to church thinking, wow, today I get to go be with a bunch of spiritual beings who know they're spiritual beings? That's pretty powerful. So we're with spiritual beings all the time, right? Isn't everybody at some level, some way, somehow? But here we know it. So what are we doing to connect with each other? What are we doing to strengthen this community? What are we doing to continually build it right now? I'm going to read you a passage out of A Course in Miracles. It was originally something I heard a recording of that actually many, many, many years ago made me want to do the Course in Miracles. I never read the whole text. I did the workbook, a lot of it. Never made through it, all of it, so I'm not all that with it. But this particular, as I read it, I want you to listen to it. But as you listen to it, I want you to just kind of feel the spiritual beings that are sitting beside you. And I want you to imagine all the spiritual beings that you've ever partnered with in a powerful way in your life, anytime, whether they're still alive or not. And the other thing that this passage, and if you're a Course person, you're going to love it when I read the first word. But this passage takes me back to something a long, long time ago, way before this life. And I want you just to feel the power of this energy as I read this passage. Listen, and perhaps you catch a hint of an ancient state not quite forgotten, dim perhaps, and yet not altogether unfamiliar, like a song whose name is long forgotten, and the circumstances in which you heard completely unremembered. Not the whole song has stayed with you, but just a little wisp of melody, attached not to a person or a place or anything in particular. But you remember from just this little part how lovely was the song, how wonderful the setting where you heard it, and how you loved those who were there and listened with you. The notes are nothing. Yet you have kept them with you, not for themselves, but as a soft reminder of what would make you weep if you remembered how dear it was to you. Listen and see if you can remember an ancient song you knew so long ago and held more dear than any melody you taught yourself to cherish since. Now just feel that. Feel that with each other. Feel that in this room. Just feel it. Because if we can show up and keep showing up with that kind of energy, believing that even now we're attracting that right minister, God bless the ministerial committee, you're doing your job. But our job is showing up and feeling this and being this and participating and getting to know each other. God bless Holly. Holly stands in front of the name tag thing. On her new member day, she stood there and she said, I'm new and I'm trying to meet people, so I'm standing in front of the name tags. She did that. When we show up and connect with each other and remember who we are, not with that center person up here leading us, who we are, then that sends shockwaves through our bodies. And that sends shockwaves through this whole community. And I'll tell you what, it sends shockwaves through the universe.
Amen.
So much so that that minister out there who one day in their life dreamed of us, sees us, whether they're looking or not.
Amen. Yes.
Y'all ready to pray? Leah said, find some way to say, we're going to go meditate now. Mine's, y'all ready to pray? I thought we'd just spend a few minutes focusing on what we're creating. Want to do that with me? Let's just take some deep breaths in. You can close your eyes if you feel comfortable. I like to use ha breathing. Breathe in through your nose, breathe out with your mouth with a ha sound. Just kind of let go of anything that's stressful. Just take a few of those in. And just imagine this place with the perfect minister They just finished their next right minister. Nobody's perfect, but they're perfect for us because we attracted them by being us and being it in love. Just imagine after that first service that the new minister holds and how this community feels. Not so much because of them, but because what we did all this time. The way we grew. And just see the things you see going on. And know as you're seeing it that your own picture is only your part. Everybody in this room has their own picture, their own hope, their own wish. And because you're standing in love, your picture can contain all that. Just see that picture. Listen to the sounds. Sounds of children, sounds of laughter, sounds of chanting, all kinds of sounds. And feel that love. Just feel that love that started with us, that continues with us, that shot our lightning bolt up from the ground. And now I want you to take that picture and turn, as you're looking around in the picture, turn the brightness up. Not so bright it's hard to see, but so bright it's beautiful. And make the colors the most vibrant colors you've ever seen. Ones that feel so good through your whole body. And turn those sounds up, not too loud, but so they are absolutely beautiful. And turn up the volume of that love, that feeling that got us there, that continues with us there. And now I want you to step out of that picture and look at it. In fact, put a frame around it in your mind and just hold that picture in front of you. And I want you to do 4 ha breaths and just breathe life into that picture. Now I want you to take that picture and I want you to float up above where you are now. We all have some kind of sense of a timeline that either runs through us, forward and back, or in front of us, right and left, or in front of us, up and down. It doesn't matter how your timeline is. Whatever your timeline is, just float out above your future, carrying your picture, that beautiful picture, that has enough room for everybody else's picture. Float out into your future, not too far, just past that point where the minister held their first service. And I want you to drop that picture down into your timeline in the future. Just let it float down into your timeline. Now I want you to turn back and where you are there in the future and face towards now. And as you breathe, spend a moment seeing all the details work out between now and then. People say the right things. People hear the right things. People are led the right way. We're growing in the right ways. Every little detail spinning itself out, working itself out to create that day. It all works out. Just see it all working from now all the way to where you are in the future. Because you cared to be at cause and create it. You cared to do your part and to be your light. And now I invite you to come back to now above your timeline. Down into now, into the room, And when you're ready, open your eyes.